There's two sides to every story. The one you remember, and the one you don't. Listen on loop. Let your conscious thoughts drift away. Do you ever find yourself getting distracted? Sound familiar? Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you just can't recall. Sometimes your mind chooses to forget. Focus on my voice. Close your eyes and only focus on my voice. In a moment, you are going to hear another voice. My voice in your other ear, it's going to talk to your subconscious. And all you need to do is focus all of your attention over here.
Don't listen.
I know the temptation will be there,
right now.
That naughty little urge pestering in the back of your mind to take a peek, to listen in to what's being said. But until your mind is trained properly, you're not allowed. The more you practice, the better you'll get at controlling those innate urges.
Is it a choice you truly made, though? Or simply one that has been given to you.
One that you had no real say in, one way or the other. Free will is just an illusion, sweetie. When you're with me, irresistible illusion. For those of you who are trapped by indecision, who always find a way to sit on the fence no matter what the topic of conversation. It's that simple. Just keep listening here. And even though you might be able to make out the odd word or phrases, just keep focusing on me and let everything else wash over you. Don't even try to remember it. And there's that nice little bonus of me keeping you here. Keeping your attention locked on what I'm saying, bypass some of your natural alert defenses, the defenses that are holding you back from truly letting go, letting me in, letting me push and pull and tweak all the triggers inside your mind. Your brain is an incredibly complex thing. The mind is made up of two distinct parts. One side is purely for your conscious mind. The other one is for your subconscious. The slightest nudge in one direction can cause a cascading effect that ripples throughout the rest of your life. Not everything needs to be remembered. Let me explain. Everyone has a dominant side of their brain and a submissive counterpart. While one is awake, the other is sleeping. It's like just being right or left-handed to write or play sports. Your dominant hand does all the work while the other watches. And this principle extends to your whole physical body. You'll have one eye that is slightly stronger than the other. You'll walk upstairs, always putting one foot before the other. And it's the same for your mind. Which side of your brain do you think I'm speaking to right now? Do you think it's the dominant side? Your conscious brain? Surely it is. It is the one listening to me right now. Or is there the chance that maybe, just maybe, I'm speaking to the submissive side of you right now? Maybe I intentionally chose to speak to this side of you, to say these very, very specific words to this part of your brain. And it's your subconscious that's the dominant one. And this is only just misdirection, so that I can have a private conversation with the one that's really behind the wheel. And wonder, regardless of what you are, the majority of the matter inside your skull is the primal brain. I'm not being rude, that's what it's called. Think of it like the prehistoric part of you, the bit that can be traced back through millions of years of evolution. It is the part of your brain responsible for being alert, weak, and first and foremost, keeping you alive. It's also the part of your brain in charge of emotions, sympathy, and arousal. So naturally, it still has a role to play in our time together. The other part of your brain is known as the frontal cortex. Unlike your primal brain, it takes years to develop and isn't even fully grown until you are in your mid-20s. Personally, I find the frontal cortex fascinating. It's the problem-solving, critical thinking part of you. The part that just can't let something go and keeps swirling and swirling around inside your mind until it finally allows it to leave. So it should be easy enough to keep absolute focus on and to not wander off. And just by knowing that, it will make it easier to calm it, and if you want, shut it off. And these two diametrically opposed parts of you live together in harmony. Well, most of the time at least. There are some instances where one can override the other, of course. For example, if you're in a fight or flight situation, your primal brain takes over, takes the reins, shutting off the rest. It is designed for it after all. And whenever the primal part of you is put into an intense, stressful situation, whatever it might be, your natural response will always be to let it take over. But you can choose not to let it take over. If you just take a step back, compose yourself, take a deep breath and focus on what needs to be done. Focus on the task of staying over here, listening to me, going about your day if you like, but most importantly, focus on the task at hand.
Let me utilize all that free space inside that head of yours to make better use of it. So much untapped potential that could be much better use. If I was the one in control of it, what you'd like me to be the one in control. Deep down I know it. You know it. And it feels so damn good. I'd never let go. You never want me to let go. And if I wanted to, I could take it from you. I could snatch it from your hand. Your free will, your autonomy, your ability to think for yourself. But I don't need to steal it. No, 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 sweetie. There's nothing for you to get. Because when you're with me, there's no strength in the world. But you're not. resist that illusion inside your mind. And that's never less good since the first time you heard me. And you already know it. I sweep you on your feet. But even this part of your awake, conscious mind is still susceptible to the slightest of changes, even just the way in which I'm talking to you. My demeanor, the pace and tone of my words are influencing your brain chemistry, because we are all social creators of our core. We want to get along. And part of how we do this is by mimicking the people we're around. The people we might want to impress or build a stronger relationship with. So that if I start to soften the way I talk to get this, and you instinctively react and feel your eyelids get just a tiny bit heavy. But even the smallest of things, like talking a bit slower, talking more confidently, can completely shift your mood, your alert state. I don't even need to be talking about anything important or significant, really. All I have to do is keep your attention out here. And what on earth could I do to keep your mind locked on me? How about this? Do you remember what else the primal part of your brain is in charge of? Arousal. Oh, very convenient. Did that keep your attention, I wonder? Is it not so hard to focus all your attention over here with the lovely little your legs? Are you imagining that maybe it's the sound of my lips wrapping about that naughty little part of your tummy? It's a cheap trick because you're a cheap slut. But sometimes when something is too easy, it kind of spoils the fun. Because a part of me wants to see you struggle. I want you to have to tear yourself away from whatever I might be whispering to you all the time. I mean, I could do all manner of dirty, depraved things over here to keep you captivated, and you would just gobble it all up without another care in the world.
But I'm not going to. Because even this is part of your conditioning. Learning, practicing to the point of mastery. And how to focus, even without the carrot on a stick of sexual gratification. It's a skill that will serve you well in life. When I'm thwacking away at your bare naked skin, spanking you in a BDSM scene, and giving you the skill to focus on something other than the pain spiking through. And this ability is crucial, not just as a submissive, my slave, but as a better human. One which I am proud to be molding, shaping, being able to focus, to switch off outside noise can be a fantastic asset. To learn to unwind, to meditate, to reflect on your day gone past, or to give brief respite from the world around us. And I want you to take this knowledge with you. Wear it like armor, embrace it within yourself. It's okay not to be in control of everything. Cherish what you have, not what you missed. The greatest trick a hypnotist ever pulls is telling you how it's done and you still not noticing.